36 of the 300 first responders who arrived at the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino, California, a week ago today are now speaking out about what they found at the scene. Husband and wife terrorists opened fire at a training session and holiday party for the local health department. 14 people were killed and 21 were injured. NPR's John Burnett has been hearing from those first responders, and he joins us now from San Bernardino. John, these police and medics rushed into a really horrific scene. Tell us about what they're telling you.
Well, they were really very moved. We saw these three dozen first responders. They had black tape on their badges. They were standing kind of stoically and grimly in front of this bank of TV cameras there in the police department in San Bernardino. And to a person, they said it was the most harrowing and terrifying experience that they'd had in their careers in law enforcement. But most of them said that, thank goodness, they had trained for mass shooting incidents. And so their training really kicked in, and they started following the script. But still, the things they were seeing, were they just never imagined that they would see it in their lives. One officer, Detective Brian Lewis with the San Bernardino Police Department, he said, we didn't have any cover. We didn't know where in the building the gunmen were. We didn't know exactly how many people were down, but we knew we needed to get in there and save them because that's what we'd been trained to do.
So it's a chaotic scene with smoke and fire alarms going off. They're not sure if people are wounded or dead. And in your reporting, you write about a probation officer, John, who had to sort of improvise to try to get victims to the hospital without even waiting for ambulances. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, you know, when the active shooter call came in around 11 o'clock last Wednesday morning, it was like all hands on deck. And so basically any, you know, sort of uniformed law enforcement responded. And so you had three police departments. You had the sheriff's office. You had the fire department, California Highway Patrol, and even the San Bernardino Probation Department. Two of these probation officers drove their pickup trucks, raced down there to the Inland Regional Center, and then saw that there was a lot of gravely wounded gunshot victims in the parking lot. They had somehow made it out, and they were cowering between vehicles there. And they estimated that they transported 15 to 17 of these because there were so many, you know, the ambulances couldn't get them all. So, I mean, everyone who spoke at this news conference had a really hair-raising story like this.
John, were the police and other first responders able to communicate with each other well and work together well, or was there some confusion on the ground?
I get the impression there was some confusion. These agencies just started showing up, but and you know, none of them had ever worked before. I mean, you and I have covered crime scenes before, Eric, and so police always want to sort of brag about the coordination between the different agencies. You know, we get that, but this really was extraordinary because it was a live fire situation. You had the two shooters, the husband and wife, who were in this black SUV, you know, firing at the cops. They were unloading this fusillade on them. And it was a completely chaotic situation. And so they all did comment on how they were able to coordinate even in a fast, fast moving situation.
John, you mentioned training, but, you know, as soldiers we've both talked to will tell you, training for war and being in combat are very, very different things. Did the police feel prepared enough for what they had to confront?
They did feel prepared because I think more and more police departments, well, all of them are training for active shooters now. I mean, this is the scourge of America, of school police departments and college police forces. This is what you have to have in your back pocket. And, of course, you never imagine that it's going to happen, certainly on a scale like this. And I mean, San Bernardino is a rough town. It's got a pretty high murder rate. You know, they see homicides in this town, but, you know, ones and twos. And so to see, you know, this absolute carnage, you know, this many victims at one time, thankfully they had the training to fall back on.
NPR's John Burnett is in San Bernardino, California. John, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Happy to do it, Eric.